Hello, everybody. Bob DiGiacomo, Intentional Growth Coaching, coming to you with another one of my leadership podcasts. Today's title, You Can Change Socially, but Heredity is a Locked-In Thing for Sure. Now, as part of my recent training through my mentors, I have been studying, again for the first time, the classic book by Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. If you've not ever read this book, I wholeheartedly suggest that you get a copy either for your device or the printed version. Now, what goes through with that is the need to take it as a mastermind study group and really get into the meat of the teachings. While the word rich may sound like you will become just that, it is much more so. So much more. While I was in the bookstore on my last trip, I came across an add-on book by Napoleon Hill called Napoleon Hill's Golden Rules. And I must say that so far it is more than I expected it to be. And that's not a bad thing. So some of my future blog podcasts and video blogs will be about sections of this book. But today I make this point as I want to give all credit to the author. My only credit is providing you with an in-depth look at these writings and my interpretations thereof. So here is an interesting set of facts to open up with. Your parents made you what you are physically, but you can make yourself what you will mentally. It seems that you and I are the sum total of just two things, heredity and environment. We got our heredity from our parents and our other ancestors, but we clearly are a product of our environment, also known as our social heredity. And while it's not possible to change your physical heredity, it is very possible to change that of your social heredity. However, to note that the ones that you have developed at that very early age will be the most difficult to change. The most influential sources come from your first teachings that you received as a child at home, and also those you received at church and at school. And lastly, those that you received by newspapers, magazines, and other readings. Does that sound interesting? Well, let me continue. Now, what I found most interesting as I was reading through this material was that the one most important and fundamental principle of psychology dealing with the human mind is the tendency for that same mind to want, yes, want, that which is withheld or prohibited or even hard to get. It appears that the moment, yes, the very moment that you remove an object out of the reach of a person, that at that moment, the person's mind develops a desire for that object. The moment, yes, the very moment that a person is forbidden from doing a thing, that person's mind develops a strong desire for that very thing that has been forbidden. It seems that the human mind resents being forced to do anything. So how do we get a person to do that thing that we need to be done? This is the very great question based on all that I have just pronounced in those previous sentences above. The way is to plant that idea in the person's mind needs to be in such a way that they welcome and readily accept its planting. That is clearly a mouthful of information to swallow, but all leadership is dependent upon this, and I remember John Maxwell clearly saying words to this very effect when he stated that people must want to be led. They cannot be forced. So the other day as I was on FaceTime with my son and daughter-in-law, I was able to observe my 2-year-old grandson put this information into use. Now you can be sure that he did not read up on this, nor am I sure that his parents purposely went about teaching him this, But remember my opening remarks about heredity. So here goes. It appears that prior to this call, he was busy watching some sort of cartoon on his mother's iPhone. So in comes my call, which was answered, and thus his cartoon watching came to an end. Well, he made every effort to try to get the situation returned to cartoon time and attempted to gain control of the phone. When that did not work, he then proceeded to demonstrate his displeasure to the point that his parents had to resort to the famous if and then statement and a withdrawal of any other electronic devices that he knew he could get his hands on. Eventually, which seemed like an eternity but really lasted just a matter of minutes, he realized he was not going to get his way. Now, my grandson is not unlike any other child his age, but if you take that example and personify it years later, these learned traits, if not ended with a positive, can have a major and serious impact on that person's life events for the negative. Oh, wow, it just occurred to me. I am part of this heredity. Scary thought. Was I like that? Am I like that? Good things that change is always possible. You know, it really is a good thing that change is always possible. And so, in conclusion, I'm agreeing that an individual's environment can have major effects and impacts on the road that that person may travel. Will it be a positive and fruitful life of positive experiences, or will it be a negative one that ends up bearing little, if any, fruit, ending in disaster? So what are your thoughts and comments on this? I certainly would look forward to hearing from you either on my Facebook page or by email, intentionalgrowth@icloud.com. And ask me how you can take part in one of my mastermind groups. I'm wishing you a great day as I sign off on this podcast. And as always, make it a great, transformational, and intentional day. So until next time, Bob DiGiacomo, Intentional Growth Coaching, signing off. And look forward to hearing from you on your thoughts on all this discussion about heredity. Bye for now. Take care.